Hey y'all. So it's Emily. It's been about a minute and a half. No, it's been a couple of weeks since I've been on here, and just felt led to pray today more than I might. So usually not in some places and in some areas that I have been walking in, and the Lord just started showing me something that it's identifying. He's identifying who we are in Christ and giving us the ability to walk in the newness and in the new life that we've been given. But it's a matter of us to take up our courage, take up the cross and step into it. It's not just something that, yes, it's freely given, but it's a gift that in order to receive it, you have to walk in it and you have to speak out in faith what it is that you're hearing, what it is that you're seeing, what it is that is happening all around you. I believe in Revelation, it states that there's a storm all around him, that the lightning and the thundering of his voice, that it's the sound of many waters, and he just opens up these places and these hearts of us that have been closed or quiet for so long. And I've just been encouraged to be able to see him move in a way that brings him the honor, brings him the glory, brings him the praise. And it hurts my heart when I see people who are negligent, not just to others, but to the gifts of God that he has given and that he's given in their lives, that he's given to them. And it's kind of like, if those gifts or those talents or those things go unused, unnoticed, then all of a sudden I kind of just question and wonder, like, what's made of them? What's made of me if I don't use the talents and the gifts and the skills and the abilities that God has given to me to use? He's given me a mind to think, not just think, but to meditate on His word day and night. That just as the angels are worshiping before Him day and night, so do we have the ability to worship Him day and night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Heaven and earth is full of His glory." That we don't look to the right or to the left or to these different things or seasons or whatever, but that we're able to step into that newness with Him, in Him. Because of what he did on the cross, because of who he is, because he is greater than any sin it is that I might create or maybe put upon me. I feel like we're such reactory, I don't even know if that's a word, reactory people that we immediately just want to react to something. That if something bad happens out there in the world, that we is completely out of our control, that's completely out of our dialogue, that's completely out of our radar of anything that is even happening. And it affects us somehow, whether it's a school shooting or some kind of storm or some kind of new building that's being built, new company that's being established, something that's good even. And the Lord said to me today, He said, just pray. He said to me, I have the gift of prayer. And I said, Lord, I don't even know what to do with the gift of prayer. I said, you don't have to. He is ever interceding for us, before us, giving us what words to say, like groans and eager longing and expectation for the sons and the daughters of Yahweh to be revealed. Are we going to take up our courage? Are we going to take up our cross? Are we going to fix our eyes on glory? Are we going to stay accustomed to the things of this world, the traditions, the standards, the holidays, the festivals, the new moons, the celebrations? I looked at the word pagan the other day, and the word pagan, it means the opposite of Christian, obviously. But even being a Christ follower, why do we succumb to the pagan rituals, pagan traditions, pagan customs? Because it's what's taught to us. Are we going to use that as an excuse? Are we going to use all these different excuses? My Bible says that, the word says that the righteous, they're as bold as a lion. And I think about that, and I think about how the lion is. They say he's king of the jungle. But I believe that the lion lives beyond the jungle. That in these concrete jungles and these concrete places it is that man has decided to fixate themselves and establish themselves for what? I'm tired of living my life just living in remembrance of things of the past, different hurts, different struggles, different testimonies that God has given to me as a witness to the people, which is good. But all of that pain and all of that suffering and survival and victimhood, the Lord wants to redeem that for me and for you, for your family and for my family. He doesn't want us to sit and mull in that place of complacency and in allowing for just our lives to pass by without making a difference. And I've taken stock, I've taken inventory, I've taken into account all the different things it is, the gifts it is that God has given to me, and things it is that He wants me to work on. But at the end of the day, it comes down to serving Him, worshiping Him, glorifying Him, in and through all things, to where all of those hurts and all of those struggles and all those trials and temptations and things, they fall into the wayside, they fall into the pit. They fall into a place that they just don't belong. And I want to speak a rise up, an uprising, that the things of the past, that they are dead, but the person that you are in Christ Jesus, they're alive forevermore. As far as the east is from the west, so has the Lord removed your sin, your transgression from you. You have been blessed with the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that He will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Now, He would lift you up and bear you up on the eagle's wings, that you would run and that you would not grow weary. You would not stumble or fall. Though there's an arrow that flies by day, or the deadly pestilence that stalks in the night, do not fear, for the Lord is with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. He loves you with an everlasting love. It goes beyond anything it is that I'm able to do in this world. Man cannot create what God has predestined for us to embrace. So I just want to encourage you, embrace the call of God. Embrace what it is that He's given to you. Embrace the gifts that you have been given. Rise up. Take your stand against the enemy, against his schemes, against his divisions, against all the things it is that he tries to harass you with. And bring into remembrance the things of the Lord. The things of the Lord that are good, that are honorable, that are pleasing to the Lord Himself, the maker of heaven and earth. Of all that is seen and unseen, his love for you goes beyond words. And he is the Word made flesh. He made his dwelling among us. He sent his Son to die for us so that we might live. Who are we to not acknowledge him in all things, in all seasons, in all moments, in all reasons? Jesus commanded his disciples to do this in remembrance of me. That every single time that you gather, every single time that you break bread, every single time that you sin and falter and go into the things of the flesh, submit them to him. Those things of the flesh, they lead to death, but the free gift of God is eternal life for those who believe. Jesus. He was born and died. He saved us. There's nothing that I can do, nothing that we can do. It's only for him, with him, through him, that we're able to see him move. Blessings to you. In Jesus' name, amen.